Hello, this is Andrew Middleton from the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. Next week is the Assessment for Learning Initiative Week at Sheffield Hallam University. I'm just going to talk briefly with Nina Miramadi about what's happening in that week and find out what Nina's role is in the initiative itself. So, hello, Nina. And first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about your role in the TALI project? Tell us a bit about the TALI project and your role in it.
Well, the TALI project is the Assessment for Learning Initiative, and we're looking at issues surrounding assessment and feedback. I'm a placement student and I come from the Faculty of ACES. I'm usually on the Business and Technology course. But my role within TALI is to provide support to Chris Glover and Graham Holden within the projects that they're doing around assessment and feedback. I've also been involved in various projects outside of the Learning and Teaching Institute. For example, I helped the Faculty of ACES, with their pilot project, the Profile Assessment Pilot. Within that, I interviewed various academics on how they were using profile assessment and what their opinions of it was and how it could be improved.
Okay, so you're here for the year on placement with the project.
Yes.
And would you say that the week that's coming our way very soon, it is sort of like the highlight of the year for you?
I'd say we've been building up to it. We have held sessions like this before, but we wanted to hold a very intense week where staff were able to come and they had the time to come and listen to what people have been doing around assessment and feedback. I mean, my role within the week is to I'm capturing the events that are going on using various media, such as I'm going to be filming and I'm going to also be conducting audio interviews and hopefully taking some photographs of the event as well. In preparation for the event, I've also produced some video interviews of students, and they will be featured within the middle room, room 222, and they are of students commenting on the assessment and feedback that they have experienced within the university, so that should be interesting for staff to go see as well.
Okay, so you, Graham, and Chris sit across the room from where I work, and I've noticed that over the last couple of weeks the intensity of activity has just been reaching quite a crescendo point. But what can you give us an outline of some of the actual events that are going to be happening in the TALI week?
Well, we have a guest speaker coming on Monday, David Nicol, and he's coming to talk to all of the staff and share his views on assessment. We're also conducting other sessions around assessment and feedback, which are featuring other academics that are coming in to help us. One that sticks out for me, though, is that I think is going to be pretty interesting is, I've got two actually. Monday morning should be interesting because it's going to be quite student focused, and I'm actually going to be taking part in the session as well, so that should be quite an interesting one. Also, Friday's session on peer assessment is going to be quite good. I've produced a video which will be also be viewed within the session on peer assessment, and some very, very positive things are coming out of peer assessment, which I think is a good turning point within the university.
Okay, I noticed you haven't mentioned what's happening on the Wednesday, when of course I'm going to be running a session on audio feedback and sessions on using 3D virtual worlds and digital game-based learning. And how they relate to assessment. But let's leave it there for the moment. And you've mentioned that you'll be doing a podcast during the week, and in the show notes for this podcast I'll put more information about that and how people can find out more about the project as a whole. So thanks for the moment, Nina.